Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart, wherever you download us from, Radio MD. The best place to download us from is where I'm enjoying a cup of coffee from, podcasthealth.com. One of the stories this week is about coffee. There are so many stories about coffee and that are great this week. First, I am your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. This is 1285A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. And of course, our sponsors, Life's First Naturals, the makers of Relisium. You'll want to know about that if you take a GLP-1, because Relisium decreases your risk by about 70% of nausea, vomiting, constipation, or diarrhea on each dose. And of course, when you step up the doses of the GLP-1s. And secondly, they make Trubiotics as well as bovine colostrum. And of course, our other sponsor is 4Youngevity.com. Go and sign up for the free newsletter. And I might tell you, I would really appreciate your pre-ordering the book, You Getting Older. You Getting Older. We all are. And this is the owner's manual for your golden years. It talks about things like when do you give up the keys and what the conversation should be if someone you know should give up the keys. What to do about the kids if you have unequal distributions in your trusts or wills, and why a trust is important if you've got a mortgage on your house. It can save you 10% of the mortgage costs from probate. But we'll get into a lot of those. It also goes over what balance exercises you should do and the key exercises, both physical and mental, to do to prevent dementia. So pre-order You Getting Older. I need you to do that as a favor to me now, because if you do it now, it helps with getting PR for that book, You Getting Older. The medical news of the week this week is incredible. A ton of it. The first one is to understand what visceral fat is as opposed to body mass index. And are 20% of us more obese than we thought? Immune oncology is the longevity is the next disruptor segment number one. The researchers have found that that common supplement we advocate, creatine, and we advocate it for muscle building and for brain building, well, it turns out it helps protect you against cancer too. Why? It supercharges your T killer cells to fight cancer. Our third story is a well beyond wellness story about an ancient Chinese medicine that can transform hair loss treatment. And our Roizen Rule for the Younger Use segment number two, the biggest collagen study yet reveals what actually works between collagen and gelatin. Our Odd Omega story for $50 a month and free to Medicaid, that's $50 a month for Medicare, you're going to have a decreased cancer risk of over 20% and preventing recurrences by over 30%. And this new diabetes pill burns fat without the downsides of Ozempic. It's another alternative for one of 14 longevity mechanisms now in human trials. Speaking of that, our Odd Omega story number two, scientists discover why Ozempic may not work for some people. It's a hidden genetic risk that may be making some people resistant to the benefits of these drugs. How do you tell? If your glucose level doesn't go down when you take them. And one shot to permanently edit your cholesterol, is that the future of chronic disease prevention? And the answer is probably. That is, there's major genetic factors for a number of these. We'll get gene editing, probably, stem cells to do repairs, epigenetic reprogramming to turn on your original genes, and therapeutic plasma exchange to get rid of your missignaling and misfolded proteins. So Verve 102, one shot permanently edits your cholesterol. That's in phase 3 testing now. Understanding what visceral fat is, that's our Roizen rule for a younger you. It's the fat around your organs and in your muscle. That marbling in animals of steaks, well, it may taste better, but in you, it's a killer. Why is it a killer? Because it causes metabolic diseases in your muscles and in your vital organs, your heart, your brain, your liver, your kidney, your hormonal organs, your adrenals, etc., your ovaries and testes. And guess what? When people measured it as compared to body mass index, 26% of people who were normal weight, that is, did not have an elevated BMI, had a visceral fat that placed them in the obese area. How do you get it? Well, many health clubs have an in-body or seek a test that can measure it. Join a health club even temporarily to get it measured, and you'll find out whether you need to do much more physical activity and resistance training. And as I said, there's an ancient Chinese medicine. It's polygonum multiforum. It can regrow hairs. You can get something like it that actually works. And we've talked about this in the past. If you go on Amazon, and maybe you can go elsewhere, Bosley, BOSLEYMD Revive One Plus seems to do the same thing for men and women. I tested it on one arm versus the other. And yes, that one arm got darker, thicker hair, which is what you're supposed to get. How about the biggest collagen study ever? What did it show? You guessed it. It showed, and this is really important, that it really does work at improving your skin and your tendons and ligaments. Those are the things that join your muscles to your bone, like your Achilles tendon and your cruciate and medial meniscus of your leg. So do that within 15 minutes of exercising and stretching, and you will strengthen your ligaments and joints. And if you do it anytime, it apparently helps with your skin strength as well. There wasn't a performance gain, but there was a definite skin elasticity and a tendon and ligament strengthening. The GLP-1 drugs, I've talked about that. We've already done it. And the great story is that they really help an awful lot at preventing breast cancer and preventing recurrences of breast cancer, and apparently all cancers as well. In men, what's found for breast cancer is usually found for prostate cancer and vice versa. How about the new diabetes pill that burns fat without losing muscle? In fact, it gears up your muscle. Where do you get it? Well, I don't know where you get it, but this was a study from the Karolinska Institute, and the pharmaceutical company that is taking this through trial is called Atrogli, A-T-R-O-G-I-A-B. I suppose if you go to atrogiab.com, you probably can read more about it, maybe invest in it. I have no vested interest in this at all. Last story is why Ozempic may not work for some people, or our Omega story number 2, and that's because there is a genetic difference, and you can find out if you're one of those 10% that it won't work for, by if it doesn't lower your blood glucose when you take that drug. Those are the key stories of the week. Thanks for listening. Remember, what should I take home from this? Yes, get creatine and use 15 grams a day. Anytime, mix it in your coffee. Get collagen or the cheaper form. It's about two-thirds off, one-third the price in gelatin. Mix it with some hot water or coffee. Mix it really hard and then drink it down near when you exercise, and it'll strengthen that as well. And those are the key stories. The other one is talk to your doc about one of the GLP-1s, because that's a really big thing. It prevents cancer. It prevents progression of joint disease. It prevents dementia, just everything. Kidney disease progression. It is a key to disease prevention. Today, by the way, and we do these for the last week, but today another blockbuster longevity story came out of something that is in our future. We'll cover that next week. We hope you're back. This has been 1285A. And remember, talk to your doc about one of the GLP-1s. Talk to him about collagen or gelatin. Talk to him about creatine. Those are the take-homes, the Roizen rule for a younger you take-homes. Longevity is the next disruptor story. Talks about that drug that increases muscle activity and burns calories and helps you get thinner without disrupting, in fact, with improving your muscles. And remember that creatine also has an extra benefit other than your muscle strength and your brain capacity. It makes your immune system fight cancers better by turning on your killer T cells. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week, and we hope you are too.